Chapter 2. Angela, who had been pulling a dress over her head and doing it rather awkwardly and hastily while her fiancé was making his way into the presence of her grandmother, emerged with her hair a little ruffled and a complete absence of anything that could be described as either joy or excitement in her face, to meet the sudden smirk on the lips of Madame Renée and the obvious insinuation in her eyes, despite her own very private beliefs.
"The session is ended, mademoiselle," she told her,
as if she understood perfectly that it would be downright cruelty to detain her when anyone so vitally important to her whole future happiness had arrived.
"Señor Martinez is here, and, of course, he will wish to see you."
"You cannot wait to see him."
"We will deal with the matter of the M another day. For the moment, there is enough to attend to with the embroidery on the bodice and the going-away clothes."
But Angela ran a hasty comb through her hair and shook her head. "It is all right, madame. Don Felipe is not here to see me. He will have come for a word with my grandmother."
"But mademoiselle!"
Arching her eyebrows dramatically, Angela replaced the gold-mounted comb on the dressing table that was littered with all sorts of toilet bottles and was the most delightfully feminine thing in the room, and took a long, probing look at herself in the mirror. "You are French, madame," she reminded her. "Are not these things sometimes arranged in France?"
"Ah oui!"
Madame pretended to look enlightened, and then her whole face puckered as she strove to express denial of such a situation and thrust out her hands.
"But you are so young, mademoiselle," she protested. "So young and, if one is permitted to say so, so pretty."
Secretly, she thought she would be prettier in a year or so's time.
"And when your wedding dress is finished, you will look quite ravissante. And also, you are partly English," she added,
as if that altered the situation.